I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. And I'm sitting in Studio 4A around the corner from my regular studio, very surprised. Now, I said I don't like surprises, and I don't, but I may have to change my mind. I'm so excited to be joined by renowned jazz pianist Marcus Johnson and members of his trio, bassist Sean Giesen and drummer Dwayne Thomas. Woo! I'm going to settle in and get my heart rate down. Marcus, you have something for us? Great. That was just great. That was Maxon from your latest CD, In Concert for Our Cause. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Now, Marcus, it has to be said, we are not strangers.
No,
I think you played at another special day for In My Life.
That was your wedding.
That was my wedding. Yes, it was. That was a little bit of time ago. So, do I look different?
Look the same.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Look better.
Well, thank you.
Life
that
is good.
That was the answer I was hoping for.
It's the right answer.
But, you know, I confess, I know your music, but I don't know that much about you, and I'd like to know a little bit more about you. I understand that your story as a musician begins with somebody in your family winning the lottery. Is that true?
And my stepfather won the Pick 3 lottery and bought my first keyboard. You know, and right before that, actually, my father had taken me to an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert. So I'm one of those people that has, you know, I have a stepmother, stepfather, but everybody was involved in my musical development.
That's great. And not just your musical development, as I understand it, you have a very interesting background. You have a graduate degree in business. You also have a law degree.
Yeah, I got my JD MBA from Georgetown back in 1997.
Why did you want to do that?
You know, getting into the music industry, you really learn early that it is an industry. And I had a pretty bad experience back when I was about 19 or 20. And I said I'd never be on this side of the desk again. And so I came back and studied for my LSAT. And I come from a family of doctors. So most of my brothers and sisters are doctors. And then there's one other lawyer, one who followed my track and went to Georgetown as well, got her JD MBA, or JD from Georgetown.
Oh, my goodness. Very self-sufficient. You could, if you fall down, somebody can heal you. If you need to sue somebody, you got that all set. You're terrific. And you produce and distribute your own work. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. We have a company called Three Keys Music, based right in the Washington, D.C. area in Silver Spring. I was blessed enough a few years ago to run into Robert Johnson, founder of BET, and he helped fund the company. And we have a recording studio, a couple of music publishing companies. We've been producing artists now for going on 6 years. It's amazing.
And when do you sleep?
You know, I got 2 hours of sleep. I just got back from Atlanta late last night, you know, about 2 o'clock. And, you know, but I don't need to sleep with what I do. This is our passion. I think I can speak for Dwayne and Sean on this.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll sleep on the other side.
Okay. Can I get you to play something else for us?
Of course.
I think you're going to, what do you want to play?
This is The Road to Los Sueños, which is
okay.
The dream. It's a resort, actually, that I stumbled upon in Costa Rica and I guess inspired this tune.
All right. Listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and the Marcus Johnson Jazz Trio is here for a surprise performance for our anniversary show. That was The Road to Los Sueños from the Phoenix CD. That was great. That was great. And I mentioned that Marcus and the trio played at our wedding. This is actually much better because I was so nervous. I don't think I heard a single thing. Everybody raved about the music, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure it was good. But
I was just proud. You know, one of my role models has been Billy. So, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
That's great. What drew you to jazz?
Probably the fact that I couldn't sing and I couldn't rap. So, no, my parents introduced me early to jazz. And once I showed an interest, my older sister definitely pushed me through, got me some Quincy Jones albums, George Duke, Miles Davis. And my high school band director, Ray Harry, definitely just inspired me to look at the beauty of the music. And then jazz is the basis for everything else. I mean, I know cats that are into jazz that are actually, you know, producing cats like Jay-Z. And people don't know that. You know, the basis of every, you know, if you ask me, the basis of contemporary music is really in the jazz sequence.
We've been having a debate on this program and on our blog about whether jazz is in trouble.
Uh-huh.
You know, and whether younger audiences particularly appreciate it, whether particularly because the live performance venues in some ways are closing. What's your take on that?
It really depends on where you are and what city. I think what's wrong with I think there is a problem. And I think that the thing that we really need to do is make sure that we don't confine jazz to, formal shirts and bow ties. And when you go to where we play like every week, say at Ozio's in Washington, D.C., we have young professionals that want to move their, you know, necks back and forth. I call it the neck factor. And, you know, when you confine music and you don't let it have its soul and don't let it speak, then you have a problem. The other thing is introducing it, and you have to go into schools. I went into a high school in Alexandria a couple of weeks ago, and a 17-year-old student came to me and said, you know, Marcus, look, can I call you Marcus or do I have to call you Mr. Johnson? Of course, call me MJ. And she was like, you know, I loved Miles Davis. And, you know, honestly, it was, you know, a young Arab student named Dahlia that was like, I love jazz. And that blew my world. I also, you know, have done a couple of things where we've done contests. And you'd be shocked by the people who win. And I think when we understand that jazz is inclusive of everybody, of all the experiences of America, I think it's a great thing. And I think jazz almost, you know, one of my friends and I debate the fact that jazz has almost transcended the genre. It's more of a demographic now. And, you know, you have 17-year-olds or 16-year-olds that come to see us at Blues Alley. You also have 80-year-olds that come to see us at Blues Alley or in Cannes, France, or, you know, in Paris, or in, you know, Southeast Washington, D.C. at Fort DuPont. So I think when we start seeing that and that we don't have to separate it, we can do some great
things. Yeah, it's almost like Duke Ellington, people say to him, he's beyond category, right?
Let
me just briefly, your latest CD is In Concert for a Cause. Tell us about that.
Yes, In Concert for a Cause is a CD where $1 goes to the YMCA's Building Bridges campaign. I'm on the board of the Silver Spring Y, and I do all that I can to help. And I think, you know, in law school, I realized after being a nerd and memorizing the Constitution that, you know, there's such a thing as we the people. And that is the only thing that's going to get us out of these troubles that we're, you know, we're seemingly facing right now. And that's each of us doing what we do. And it's not just every 4 years. It's not during the election campaign cycle. It's every day. So if I can do my part to give a dollar and help a kid go to school or a family that needs help, why not?
In Concert for a Cause, every dollar from each sale goes to the YMCA. So, Marcus, this has been just, and guys, this has been a terrific gift. Thank you so much. Before you play us out, we're going to welcome some well-wishers into the studio who've come to wish us a happy anniversary. This is the, we just couldn't keep it all to ourselves.
I hear you.
I could, but
no,
they were going to bust in anyway.
We have to share.
And you're going to play us out on something? What do you think you want to play out?
Well, you know what? We actually, in learning the theme song, we were like, you know, I may have to come in here and record this on the next record. So, you know, a mixture of like Ozio, which is on the new CD.
Okay.
And the theme song for Tell Me More.
I love it. I love it. Our guests in the studio are jazz pianist Marcus Johnson, bassist Sean Geeson, drummer Dwayne Thomas. Together, they are the Marcus Johnson Trio. You can check out our website, npr.org/tellmemore, to a link to the trio's website. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Thank you for helping us celebrate our first anniversary show, and we'll talk more tomorrow.
And congratulations.